Chapter 5, Fruit of the Spirit. Heavenly Father, I pray this day that I may live in your presence and please you more and more. Lord Jesus, I pray that this day I may take up my cross and follow you. Holy Spirit, I pray that this day you will fill me with yourself and cause your fruit to ripen in my life. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Quote is by John Stott. Why do you suppose that Paul called the character traits that Christians can develop the fruit of the Spirit? He states, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." Galatians 5:22-23. It is because fruit has to be cultivated. Cultivation is a process that does not occur in the blink of an eye. According to the World Atlas, the tree that takes the longest to bear fruit is the pawpaw tree. This tree takes from 5 to 7 years to bear fruit. Having never tasted the fruit from a pawpaw tree, I do not know if it's worth the wait. Many trees take from 3 to 7 years, such as cherry, pear, plum, apple, apricot, persimmon, nectarine, and peach. During this time, there's little proof that much of anything is happening there. Yet the grower must tend to the tree by watering and fertilizer. This is an act of faith that the fruit will one day appear on the tree. Once the fruit begins to appear, the tree must be pruned. Finally, after much attention, the fruit can be harvested at the proper time. We moved to a new home about 3 years ago and found an apricot tree in the garden. We had no idea when the tree had been planted, but there was no fruit that first year. The second year, there was fruit, but we were gone during the time it was bearing fruit, and again, we missed it. This year, my husband patiently pruned the tree. We had a bounteous crop. One day, as I was trying to figure out what to do with all the fruit, the birds attacked. Within 8 hours, those birds had knocked almost all our fruit off that tree. The lesson here is that cultivation is a process, and sometimes things turn out differently than expected. Next year, I hope to get nice apricots and no birds to grab them. Our lives in the Lord are much like that. As we grow in Christian maturity, we grow more in the characteristics of Christ. All that does not happen without time and effort by us and the Lord. It is a process and should not be disturbed. The fruit of the Spirit are all characteristics of Christ given to us by His Spirit. As we continue to grow in Christ and walk with Him, we ask for His help in maturing the seeds of these fruits. Those seeds were planted in us when we gave our lives to Christ. Just like the growing fruit analogy, these seeds must be nourished by studying His Word, watered by being nourished by His living water through prayer, and finally pruned, disciplined. The prayer in the quote at the beginning of this section is by John Stott, a 21st century Anglican priest, author, noted theologian, and evangelist. This was the prayer he offered each morning when he first woke up. It is said that he shaped the faith of a generation. Many people who knew this man personally said he was the most Christ-like person they had ever met. Although he is now deceased, he is still influencing people's faith through his books. We hear him quoted or referred to by our pastors frequently. How did he have such a big impact? God answered his daily prayer by making the fruit of the Spirit ripen in his life. In so doing, he impacted many lives and will continue to do so. We will take those 9 characteristics one by one, beginning with the first and foremost, love. Whenever the word fruit is used in this manuscript, it will be used as Paul used it in his quote in the Galatians.